On this week's KNOM audio blog, I will be soloing it. I'm your host, Davis Hovey, talking about my trips and vacations outside of Nome. And as has been pointed out to me, I am the only one in the bunch of four volunteers this year who has left Nome for an extended period of time. And by that, I mean just a few days, and returned in the middle of our volunteer year of service. So let's dive into that. So I'll start with back in September, I went to my best friend's wedding, and he made me a groomsman in his wedding, which was an honor and a lot of fun. For me, the best part was getting to go back to Syracuse, where I went to college in New York, and also where I made some of my best friendships, specifically with this gentleman who's getting married, Steve Middleton. I think I mentioned him in a previous audio blog, as well as Brad Siegel, Davis and Doug Elmore. But overall, the trip was an excellent experience. In the middle of September, which was still kind of summer-ish time here in Nome, the temperatures were warm and there was a decent amount of sunlight still. So I was very hesitant to leave at that time in the year, but I knew if I didn't go that I would miss this memory of a lifetime, and it sure was a great experience for me. I remember flying back into Nome at the end of a long and fun weekend and readjusting to that time change, readjusting to all of the sunlight, and thinking that I had kind of just started my volunteer year over again, that the whole summer leading up until that point in September had been a trial run, if you will, and then I was settling back in for the long haul through winter, and coming up to this point here in April, I had not left the state of Alaska since then. I had not left the region of Western Alaska here in the Bering Strait region since that time. And then recently here in April, just this past weekend, actually, I was in Fairbanks for the first time in my young adult life. I was enjoying a swim meet with the Nome Club swim team, the Nome North Star team is what we are called. And I'm an assistant coach, so I got to travel with the team and enjoy a rousing meet between five of us, five teams. And it was quite the experience going to an Alaskan swim meet, because I had been a coach and I had swam for 10 years during my young life prior to college in Virginia. And swimming was a pretty big deal in Central Virginia, where I grew up. And our summer leagues were huge. We had a championship meet that featured, you know, 30 teams throughout the entire state. Well, not even the entire state. It was mostly just our area. But there were so many swim teams and clubs, outdoor and indoor pools that had teams. So we had a really big championship meet. It was a huge deal. And it was hosted at the University of Virginia, which is in Charlottesville, Virginia, about 30 minutes from where I grew up. And that experience was completely different from my experience here in Fairbanks for the Alaska swim meet. It was the Northern Area Swim Meet, as it was called. So kind of a regional meet, but it only featured five teams, including us, Nome. And if, you know, you think we're not that northern, that's kind of true. But we're one of the more northern swim teams in the state, because there aren't as many overall. And we were the second smallest team. The smallest team that was there was from Delta Junction, and I forget how many swimmers they had, but we had 23 with us, so that gives you a rough estimate. And then there was a couple of Fairbanks teams and a North Pole team. So between the five teams, we swam, the kids swam in events on Friday evening, all day Saturday and Sunday. They broke it up by age groups, which is typically how it's done at a swim meet format. You'd have the younger kids at a certain time, and then the older kids in another time. And then you bring the older kids back for finals, is how the Alaska Swimming Organization does it. So they had preliminary races in the earlier on in the weekend, and then finals towards the end of the day. And then also, being a new coach for the state in the state of Alaska, that was kind of eye-opening for me, and I got my feet wet, no pun intended. So that was a lot of fun. But then, you know, after those long days, I didn't have a lot of free time necessarily. So I decided to stay in Fairbanks an extra day and a half. So on Monday, when the swim meets events were over, I had some free time to myself So I checked out of the hotel and drove to Chena Hot Springs, which was marvelous. Unfortunately, it's accessible through an indoor pool facility of sorts, and it's on resort grounds, which I did not expect. So you have to pay an entrance fee, which for me was $15 plus $5 for a towel because I forgot a towel. And the experience was great, but, you know, I was there by myself, so it was kind of got old after an hour or so, and my skin was getting pruney and everything. So I could have enjoyed it more, I think, for a longer period of time if I had been staying there, either on the resort or with other people. But it was still a great time. If you haven't done the Chena Hot Springs and you're a local, I highly suggest you go check it out. It's a nice place. Perhaps bring your romantic interest, etc., etc. And other than that, I was able to check out the Museum of the North on UAF Fairbanks campus. UAF has a great campus, by the way, on the top of the hill, kind of overlooking the city, which I think was a great location. The Museum of the North breaks down every region of Alaska into 5 regions and has a separate exhibit in the museum for each of the regions, and ours for Western Alaska, Northwestern Alaska, was really cool. It had a lot of things about marine mammals and the Inupiaq and Yupik people, and then whale hunting and walrus hunting, and just a lot of designs and models and some really cool artifacts stored in that area. So I was really impressed with that museum. And then to round out the trip through Fairbanks, I decided to drive, which for me is always a great experience, driving cross country or long distances, because I did it a lot in college, driving from Syracuse, New York to my hometown in Virginia, which was about 8 hours down Route 81, this major highway on the East Coast. And from Fairbanks to Anchorage, you know, that's probably the biggest highway. Well, it is the biggest highway I've been able to drive here in Alaska. And in Nome, you know, we have roads that go 70 miles to Teller, 75, 80 miles to Council. And, you know, you could do that whole thing, I guess, from Nome to Teller and then back through Nome all the way to Council from end to end. And, you know, that would still be significantly less than the drive from Fairbanks to Anchorage. So this drive took about 6.5 hours, and I went through Denali and took a little stop in there. And unfortunately, they only have about 10 miles or less of roads open inside the park that are currently accessible due to snow and ice and weather conditions. But it was still a nice experience. The drive was still beautiful, and the open sky and the mountains and everything, it was just a great experience for me to relax in the car. So besides the recap of my trips and the weekend that I just gave you, it was suggested to me that I talk about what it's like to leave Nome and then come back in so short a time and kind of get that huge culture shock in a quick few days. And it is kind of difficult. I didn't really think about it at first, but when I got to Fairbanks originally, you know, I had to rent a car and I had to drive through city streets, which involved a bunch of stoplights and traffic and buildings left and right, crowding everywhere, and lots of people walking around, even though Fairbanks isn't, you know, that huge of a city. But it was just one of those things that was completely a drastic change for me compared to Nome. And originally, when I first came to Nome, you know, I thought adjusting to Nome was going to be difficult, but I got through that fine and even better than I expected. And then, you know, actually now the real adjustment, I think, is going to be leaving Nome, what it's going to be like going back to the East Coast, to the lower 48 for some time in July after my contract's up, and thinking about what it's going to be like to have my own car and have to drive 20, 30 minutes to get to work, to get to the grocery store, to get to a gas station, even, you know, to get to my friend's house, etc. Whereas in Nome, you can just walk anywhere in town, mostly, and maybe, you know, you take a car to get to ICVU or the school or whatever, and that takes 5-10 minutes. But this is going to be a different thing for me. Thank you to all my audio blog listeners for tuning in this week and listening to this solo production by yours truly, Davis News Team.
KOM. Audio blog.